The 2012 Events Fund is a fund that the Community Sports Trust are managing, which is aimed at community groups who have got events taking place basically from now. It opens today, and it's available to community associations, it's available to parish and town councils, sports clubs, maybe women's institutes, guides, organisations, a whole range of voluntary sector organisations who perhaps have got an Olympic themed or an Olympic inspired project going on this summer, whether it be a sports day or a cultural event. And it's got the projects have got to have a sporting and cultural theme to them, so it might be a social thing as well as a sports day or a gala or a festival of some kind. The grants are available for up to £250, and people can use that to pay for something a little bit extra, something that perhaps they couldn't afford to fund themselves, whether it be, you know, some equipment or some marketing, or it could be medals, anything that's going to bring that extra nice sort of little edge to it this year, with it being Olympic and Paralympic year.
So as long as you live in Derbyshire, you can apply?
Yes, it's open to the whole of Derbyshire. That includes Derby City as well. And it can be, you know, like I say, anything that's sort of planned to take place before the end of August that's a real community-led activity.
And presumably funds are limited, so it's get your applications in as soon as possible.
Very much so, yes. It's a first-come, first-serve application fund, so it is a case of fill the form in. It's a very simple form. It's not too onerous, so it is a case of, you know, get hold of it off our website and fill it in and get it back as soon as possible.
Give us the website details.
It's villagegames.org.uk.
Lovely. And I've got Emma Beswick here as well, the High Peak Village Games officer. So what sort of people are you hoping in your area will apply for this, and, you know, who might it help?
I work in partnership with a lot of carnival committees who are organising summer fetes. We're doing them picnics with community associations, and it is perfect for that. It is a simple form, something that they can just fill in, send off, and hopefully be granted it. And it will just add that little extra something to a big event.
And what sort of, I know last summer you were, I mean, I say summer because it was a very freezing cold, rainy day, but you organised an event here in Chinley in the High Peak. Just tell us a bit about that.
Chinley Village Games, it's based on decathlon events, and people from the community come down, take part. They do tug of war, we do long jumps, we do welly wanging, and it's just a great occasion for all of the family.
So it's that sort of thing where, you know, you're trying to put something on to celebrate the Olympics, and this fund will give you a bit of extra money to buy medals and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we'll definitely be buying some medals for it and some certificates, and something people can take home and say this has been a great day, and, you know, hang it on the bedside table and know that they've taken part in something that's been really special.
Obviously the focus this summer's on London, with the Olympics being held there and the Paralympics down there, and all the, you know, the facilities and the stadiums. Do you really think up here in Derbyshire, 250 miles away, people can get the Olympic spirit and benefit from that?
Yeah, definitely. The Olympics is everywhere. It's starting at schools, it's out into communities. We've got lots of come and try it events. We've got Olympic themed events throughout the High Peak. And I think, yes, people will be inspired by London 2012 because it's everywhere.
Looking back over the past couple of years of the project you've helped run, do you genuinely think people's lives have been changed by what the Village Games has done here in the High Peak?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people have initially taken part at one of our family events or something that's been a taster session. They've become a regular attender at different sessions. And I think overall in the High Peak, people have become more active and are happier to be involved because it's not so scary, and it's not signing up to a gym membership. It's taking part in what you want when you want.